The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. You need the cleanup from a disaster. Get with Paul Davis, acj.com/Paul Davis. Paul, love it. Paul, love it. What do y'all think about penis rings?
What?
I'm sorry, what?
Penis rings.
What? I don't.
This is a scientific thing, a medical thing. Not just the, you know, those things that Rob uses for amusement. This is a ring that goes around a man's penis as a, quote, as an erection tracker. So it can detect if you are at risk of conditions that affect the erectile ability of yourself.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So you just wear it around, and somehow the data gets sent back to an app on your phone or whatever that you send to your doctor, and they monitor all of this stuff. But I'm kind of like Ace is with the robots. I mean, this seems like it's got a good intention from its creation. But how many wives and girlfriends are now going to want these things to be worn by their man, and then they keep the phone with all the data and go, oh, why is he getting an erection right now? He's supposed to be at the grocery store. Why is he getting an erection?
Yeah, that would be embarrassing.
Yeah.
Tell me why you were at the cemetery visiting my mama. You had an erection.
Because I was visiting your mama. Because like,
exactly. You know it gives you a ranking of how strong of an erection that you're getting.
Yeah.
So like you were busting 10 today.
Right.
While you were at the Sonic.
Nobody needs that information.
What was going on at the Sonic that made you
sport of Coney, a footlong Coney.
Cheese tots, just do it for me.
And they don't want anything down there that could somehow be taken over via technology.
You don't want somebody to hack your
robot.
I don't want about hacking in there, and suddenly they've got control. It's like why is there pressure on my penis right now?
And I think that with the women having it, it would be trying to control it. Go, why is he walking around with, you know, wood at a baseball game? He doesn't need to be doing that. And then some sort of a zap that makes it go away.
No.
Yikes.
Do they have a picture of it?
No. Mm-mm. You may be able to find one somewhere.
Is that all it's measuring is how many times you get an erection a day?
Or in the amount of erection.
The amount. Mm-hmm.
Does it influence it? Like, can you?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I've used one of these things before, not one that monitors, but yeah, I don't know that I need a Bluetooth app to go with it. And then it's like ranking you with other people that are wearing it. Like, you know, you're in the top 10. Yeah, you had 15 erections today.
What percentile are you in?
You're a total pervert, it turns out.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But what woman wouldn't want this type of control over her man?
Yeah, that's messed up.
I don't want that control, I don't think.
Yeah, but a lot of women would, because too many women find it to be funny when a man gets hurt in that area.
That's a great point, TJ.
You know?
That's a great point.
And that's one of those double standards that women think is hilarious, but if a guy thought it was hilarious for a woman to take a baseball bat to the crotch or the boobs, he'd be the worst person on the face of the earth. He's an animal.
Yep. That's right.
And then a lot of times women will use the excuses like, well, we have to have babies. And how many men would say, you know what? I have to go through all of this pain that I have to go through. I wish this pain on you, person I'm supposed to love and treasure and cherish more than anybody else. I wish you were feeling this pain. I need some revenge on you for this pain that I'm feeling.
Yeah.
They'd get locked up.
Mm-hmm. I want to hit your boobs with a baseball bat. Like, you're a psycho.
Just so you know how it feels.
Is it even comparable? It's not, right?
I don't know.
No, I can't imagine.
But I would think it would be, it would hurt women more to get, you know, have a, you know, trauma to the crotch area than the boobs. I don't know.
Yeah.
It seemed like it's the more sensitive, but it depends on, you know, it's all the different things with the women. If they're close to, their womanly time, you know, a lot of women's boobs get really, really sore during that time.
I'll be honest, if it was a woman skateboarding and she went up on the rail and then fell and hit her crotch and she had like this big exaggeration, I would laugh my ass off too. It's still funny to me.
I would.
So I don't think it's funny for guys to get hurt in that area. I don't think it's funny, but I do think, and I know you guys are going to be like, but I do think that it looks exaggerated. Like the pain looks exaggerated. Like I'm like, it really hurts that bad. Like, you're looking like you're about to throw up.
It's incapacitating.
Yeah. Because that's what it feels like. You're about to throw up.
God.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I want to switch with a guy's body just for one day, just so I can see all the things and make sure, okay, they're not exaggerating about this.
See what? You would never leave your apartment.
If I was a guy for a day, I would definitely leave my apartment.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be at home playing with yourself.
I'd just
whole
be
day.
Fluff.
Yeah, you'd be at the end of the time, you'd be going, oh, I didn't realize how late it was. Please, Jeannie, give me one more day. I'd say, no, you wasted your day.
I'm helicoptering.
I'll be like, peace standing up. I'll be like, oh, this is so cool.
It'd be like Cinderella. You just was run out of time.
I'm going to go write my name out on the wall somewhere with peeing.
Yeah. But you don't want to spend any of that day getting kicked in the junk. Mm-hmm. I promise you that.
Well, no, I would just want to see like maybe like a little bit, like one time. Just like do it a little bit just so I can kind of see what it would feel like.
Not good.
Yeah, not good at all.
See, again, you never see a guy saying, you know what, I wish I could have one baby. I wish I could give birth once just to see if they're exaggerating that.
Yeah, we know. We know it's bad. We know it's painful.
But you don't know what the pain would feel like.
No, but we appreciate the fact that we don't have to go through it and that you do go through it.
And Lord knows if we didn't say that.
Yeah. Big deal.
Would you guys ever, if someone was offered you this for free just so you would see, you know, those things that they put on those guys so they can see what it would be like to be in labor, would you do it? It's like electric things that they...
Yeah, sure, I would.
I would not.
It's like, no.
If it's just a fun game, I'd do that.
Oh, not something you'd have to wear, like, for an extended period of time.
No, just for, like, maybe, like, 30 minutes, 20 minutes.
I get it. I've seen it twice. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. It's an incredible thing. I didn't make the rules.
Yeah, I mean...
I didn't make the rules. Yeah, God did.
I did.
No, technically... Yeah, God made the rules, and then Eve broke the rules, and that's why she messed it up for all women after that.
All right.
She did.
Speak on it. Y'all been bringing us down since the beginning. Day one.
See, I'm not even going to go. I'm not even going to bite on that.
She never let Adam quit hearing about that.
Adam didn't have to eat that apple. He could have been like, oh, girl, you're not going to make me go down this rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
God will give me another woman, the one that obeys.
Mm-hmm. Like he wanted to hear all that griping in the Garden of Eden. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I'll eat the apple. Just give it here. Just shut up. Ugh.
for real.
Damn. Just, can I watch the game now? If I eat it, will you please, will you swear you'll be quiet and go on? All right, give it here. One bite. Everybody knows the rules.
It's okay.
Yeah, y'all'd be spitting out babies with no pain if it weren't for Eve. She messed y'all all up.
Damn, Eve. Apples are not even that good. You wanted to like waste all of that on an apple? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've never eaten an apple before, true. You're like, oh my God.
Oh, I want that.
Damn, that's good.
It's all shiny.
Yep.
Calling to me.
But it was the devil, though.
It was the devil.
In the form of the serpent that made him eat the apple.
And didn't she think this?
The devil that we'll call. We'll call them just for, you know, grabbing a name out of the air. We'll call him Biden. Came around lying and acting like, you know, this was the great thing, and brainwashed Eve, and then she passed it along to Adam.
She should have known something was up when the snake started talking.
I know.
Like, should have been a warning sign. This doesn't seem right. The snake is talking.
Snakes don't talk. I don't think. I know I've just been created, but I don't think that this type of thing would have words.
Yeah. This is the first snake I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Right. We're 4 days into this, but I've got questions.
And I'm really craving apples right
yeah.
now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I bet the apple was good, though.
You think? It wasn't a Red Delicious.
No. It had to be a Honeycrisp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it probably had the perfect crunch, too, the perfect crisp. Mm-hmm. And it was even a little juicy.
Yeah. Kind of had to wipe it off my lip.
Or would it not have been good because, it, you know, it was poisoned by the devil?
No. In the Garden of Eden, it would have been tasty.
But wouldn't it have had bugs in it because they didn't have pesticides and stuff?
Not in the Garden of Eden, Rob.
Good point. We're trying to have a serious conversation here, Rob.
You're being
and you're throwing out some dumb crap like that.
My bad.
Come on. I mean, this is one for the archives of the historical think tanks in the country.
This is our TED Talk.
Mm-hmm. There's old Neil deGrasse Tyson in them. Mm-hmm. DeGrasse. Why don't he just go by Neil Tyson?
Like, I don't know.
Is he like, did he pick his name back then when Beverly Hills 90210 and all them were famous? You know, Melrose Place, Brian Austin Green, Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Is that when that took off, the three names? Is it real?
Yeah.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen, oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. She's pretty. She's pretty.
I knew her from Saved by the Bell, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm. She's still pretty.
She's still hot.
Mm-hmm. I bet you'd eat an apple from her, wouldn't you?
Damn.
I'll
eat it between your toes, girl.
He eat the core. Yep. Seeds and everything.
Yeah, they probably did eat the core. They just didn't know any better. You know, it's like the first apple. He's like, the middle's a little tough, but the rest of them's pretty good. Adam.
Just eat it. God. Yeah, they didn't make good decisions in that Garden of Eden, let me tell you.
Yeah, we could do that as a radio topic. You go, it was not worth getting kicked out for.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, it's an apple. Now we got kicked out of paradise here. Because of a stupid apple, that definitely was not worth it.
No. Should have made it a mango or something like a peach. I don't know.
Oh, that would have been worth it.
Let's try not to tell God what he should have done.
Yeah. I mean, I like peaches as much as the next fella, but still. I think I would have preferred the paradise.
Yeah, I mean, me too. Mm-hmm.
You love a fall apple.
Yeah, I do.
That was Eve. Look, they've got moms.
Eat it.
More Share Funny in 2 minutes from the Ace and TJ family.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix. The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
All right, there's a guy who's selling a house. He's a real estate agent. I don't know whether he's a realtor or not, but he is a real estate agent. Not sure if he's a realtor. You have to, that's a different, there are real estate agents, and then if you're a realtor, you belong to a club of, you know, whatever, like at the next level or something like that.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. So not all real estate agents are realtors. But he's in Los Angeles, and he's selling, listing a house, 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom home in the Monterey Hills neighborhood. 3-bedroom, 2-bath home, $1.29 million is what it's listing for. And why we are interested in this is because he is all about branding and marketing and getting his name out there and getting people interested in his stuff, having an edge over the others when it comes to marketing. And so what he has done when he listed this house online, he posted all the pictures of it inside and out. And in every one of the pictures he has posted, he is in the picture in the home naked.
Yeah. Okay.
So the owners of the house are cool with it, I guess. He said they're really cool people. And it shows him in the bedrooms. It shows him taking a shower. It shows him standing out on the patio, reading the newspaper, out in the yard, sitting at a little table. Oh. As naked just, as he can be.
Yeah. And, spread with eagle. The
little squiggly lines, you know, all over his...
pixel
is goods.
Ew, why you gotta sit like that? Close it a little bit.
Yeah, he's got the man spread, the naked yeah. man spread going on out there on the artificial turf looking so backyard.
They have pixelated all the photos.
No matter mm-hmm. how hot the guy is, I don't want to see him sitting like that.
But I think the fact that he's not what you would call super perfect hot, he's just good looking, you wouldn't look at him like one of the contestants on The Bachelorette or something, or Bachelor. Yeah, yeah. But that is kind of a draw to it.
There are other photos of the house without him in them. If you scroll down some, it's a beautiful house, a very very cool hip looking LA style mm-hmm. home. But yeah, so it turned out it's just funny just to get attention.
Now, would you let him do that if he's listing your house? If he says, look, here, I got an idea. This is going to get us some attention. If I'm in the house naked.
I don't know that I would be comfortable with it, but I would certainly consider it because he's just trying to get some attention, but I don't know that it's my particular thing.
Yeah, I would do it.
Yeah, you're trying to sell a house. Yeah. I don't care. Like, I'm out. I'm not living there. I don't care. Yeah.
But no, what if you are still? You're just trying to sell it so you can move. Well, then you're really going to do it.
He's naked in the bed at one point. That yeah. would be the one I would. Like, you want to take a shower naked, sit out in the backyard naked? I don't care. But don't get in my bed naked. What are you talking about? Right.
If you've ever been stuck with a house that you can't sell, that you're trying to sell, you would let him take your sheets and wipe himself with them if that was going to help get the house sold.
You could just wash your
stuff. You don't want to be stuck with the house.
Or put some cheap sheets on there, let him wash them.
I'm sure that they wash the sheets.
Yeah. This makes me wonder, what's wrong with the house? Because the housing market is hotter than it's ever been.
But it's in L.A.
Yeah, it's in L.A.
I don't think...
Yeah, nobody wants to live out there.
Well, I don't know.
No, they're leaving L.A. in droves.
That housing market's pretty hot, though.
Yeah, it makes me wonder what's wrong with the house that you feel like you need to get this kind of attention. Like, why is it not selling? I don't know.
And when did this go on the market? Was it recently?
I don't know.
Like, has it sold at all or anything like that?
No.
Wow. In June, the median LA County home price rose to almost $800,000. Home prices in LA have risen by double digits every month for the last 11 months. So, to your point, TJ, maybe there is a reason he's got to get attention for this, because in a smoking hot housing market like they have right now, it seems like it would be a quick sell.
Yeah. But I can't imagine how completely stupid someone would be to be moving to California right now when so many people are trying to get out of California because it's a communist state.
Wow.
I can't even imagine.
They say it is apparently red hot right now.
I don't believe that.
BS.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody wants to.
This could just be a way that he wants to get his name out there for future listings. Mm-hmm. I mean, he could just—it's all done just for him, drawing himself a ton of attention.
Now, Riggins, can you make the picture in the robe? Can you zoom in on that and make the whole thing? Okay, I think that one picture will bring the negativity from people in Los Angeles. And they will be offended by that picture of him standing in a robe with the robe completely undone, reading a newspaper with, you know, all of his nakedness. That one will bring people saying that it's offensive because he's got a cigarette in his mouth.
Yeah.
Those crazy California people would be, oh, no, not buying a house from a smoker.
No, sir.
Mm-hmm. Look how hairy that chest is.
I know. If I'm taking nude pictures, that's exactly. I was thinking, why not shave a little bit? I don't know.
Just clean it up.
Clean it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I think he's going for it as just like a normal guy standing around naked. I'm not a model or anything. I just like to be, you know, free balling.
Ew. I just can't get over that picture of him sitting in that chair. Like, I really hate that.
I like that.
That doesn't look sexy. No. He's about to put some sunscreen on it.
It's so ugly.
Like, do you think he's about to put some sunscreen on it, or do you think he's about to apply something vigorously to it?
Ew.
It could go either way in that picture. He's sitting there, slid down in the chair with his legs spread wide open.
It could.
With a thing of lotion in his hand. We're assuming is sunscreen. But he could be, you know, if you want to let your mind wander a little bit to another possibility, he could be, you know, arming up right there to go to town on himself.
And his things are just sitting on the chair. Ugh, gross.
Maybe he's like, buy this house before I do this all over it.
Ew, Rob, that's disgusting. Damn, Rob. So gross.
Golly.
Yeah, right now I'm outside, but
ew.
We didn't realize it was a threat. Buy this house before I do it all over. I slap it in every room.
That's disgusting.
I like that as a threat.
It is. You want more of this? Yeah. Then wait on buying this house.
You better get home, or I'm going to slap it in every room in this house. No, oh gosh, I'll be right there. I'm going to do it. I'm getting the lotion.
Don't think I won't.
Yeah, that is a good threat. It's like with a booger, you know, threatening somebody with a booger.
Ace, you've got a really good friend who is a real estate guy.
Yeah.
You ought to show him this. Tell him.
I'll be glad to send that to him today and say, hey, just a thought. I thought I'd throw a suggestion out there for you as a way to get yourself some attention.
Right. And I know, though, that he is, he and his wife run the company.
Yeah.
But, you know, if he needs to, you know, get back out there on the streets and start selling them. You know, but this is way better than those glamour shop billboards, I would think, that That's real estate true. Agents use. Yeah.
Well, I might Realtors. Have to start selling real estate soon. So that was.
Yeah. Do not Maybe pose I'll do naked. That, yeah. No, don't do it because you need to get a tan first.
Come on now.
You know.
I'll be out there
out of anybody you know from former walks of life to now, he would be the number one candidate to do this if he were a real estate agent.
He'd be translucent out in that yard.
Yeah, well, I get a little spray tan.
Oh, you know that's not nice to say.
I know.
That he's pale?
Yeah.
How is that not nice? Not pale, but just like fair skinned. Yeah. He's very fair skinned.
You said you would translucent. Be translucent.
Translucent doesn't have to be that thing.
If he were if he were a really dark skinned African American gentleman, would you sit here and make comments about that? No.
Your skin's very opaque.
Mm-hmm. No.
It can be hurtful.
Well, I apologize.
There's not a lot I can do about it.
Angels are translucent.
That's true. So thanks. Maybe you're like an angel.
I've been trying to tell y'all that for years.
Maybe he's the archangel.
To me. The archangel.
Yeah, you're the archangel.
I'm the archangel.
David, wasn't that an archangel?
What kind of shoes is he wearing in that robe photo? I was trying to, are they loafers or some type of fancy like house slipper?
Which, I think they're loafers.
Okay.
Which reminds me. Now, I like Snoop Dogg. He's all right. I don't dislike him. Yeah. I like a lot of his music. And I think, you know, I get a little, I tire of the marijuana references in an attempt to be humorous. But what in the hell do they have him dressed in on the beach in those Corona commercials?
It's an interesting, like, jacket, shirt.
Pants.
Almost a robe shirt combo kind of thing.
It looks like he's wearing some dress shoes.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's an unusual look for the beach.
There's nothing beachy about that.
Well.
But I wonder if he refused to put on, like, beach-looking clothes.
Mayhap.
Like, I'm not putting on.
Are you looking at it now, Alexis?
Yeah, like, what? It's almost a turtleneck.
Yeah. It's a weird.
It's a Versace robe.
Yeah.
You could tell it's Versace because it's tacky as hell.
Yeah.
Lounge.
Like, boy, you know you hot.
Yeah, that's stupid.
But can he not be exposed to the sun, or he's trying to be like a some sort of a Hugh Hefner character
I think
out
it's
there?
More of a Hugh Hefner thing.
Yeah. Interesting.
You know, if somebody has a basement in their house, and they go down there for a couple of hours, and it's really dark, and they're resting. I like that basement that I used to have.
Yeah.
Doing that, those people get more sun exposure than our manager Adam does when he's on the beach.
Does he cover all the way up?
Yeah,
and he's got sunscreen like crazy, hat, under the umbrella, the whole thing. I mean,
does he have the white nose with the sunscreen on it that he puts so much on it? Just lather it up.
Yeah. T-shirt, shorts, hat, tons of sunscreen under the umbrella the entire time.
He doesn't look like someone that would burn, though, like get a really bad burn.
Well, I don't know if it's as much he's worried about getting a sunburn as the damage from he's one of those that he's afraid of everything.
He's dealt with that before, hasn't he?
Yeah, he had cancer, but it wasn't skin cancer.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, close enough. Mm. I mean, once you've dealt with cancer, you don't want to deal with it again, is what I'm saying. Don't look at me like that, Riggins.
I wasn't going
to
say anything.
Close enough to what?
I was just trying to process
it. Why is close enough?
He had a tumor in his arm. Yeah.
I know, but so now he knows, certainly, I don't want to deal with cancer again. Now I'm just going to be careful.
Cancer, it's a sun sign, moon sign.
You know, maybe his arm is more susceptible to cancer now, to skin cancer.
Yeah, keep going.
I don't know.
This is good.
But I'm just saying, it's like when, once you've dealt with some kind of cancer, you don't want to deal with it again.
It's like when people say, country people go, oh, yeah, he had to go to the damn doctor and get some, he had some cancerous spots, you know, on his face he had to get taken off. And he's still smoking.
Once you've dealt with one, I would think that should be a lesson right there. Maybe he's just taking precautions.
Still smoking like a damn chimney.
This is the Share Funny Podcast, a part of Ace and TJ Plus on the Ace and TJ app. More next.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at htj.com/neogenyx.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace & TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
So, Rob, you are in the process of moving. Now you're in the moving process into your first shack up situation of your life?
No, because she lived with me before, and then she got out because there was no space in a trailer. So,
oh, okay. So, but y'all have shacked up before,
right?
And like, so she owns this house, right? She bought the house,
right?
And you are moving all your stuff from where you live now into there while she's moving all her stuff in,
right? Pretty much all of her stuff's already there, so it's just my stuff now.
Yeah,
the stuff she allows you to bring.
Well, that yeah, that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yup.
A recliner's not making the trip.
Oh, okay. She said no to your recliner?
Well, it's not in the greatest of condition.
Oh, it might fall apart if it had to make the trip.
Well, also she hates it because it's not in great condition.
Well, that's understandable.
Yeah. She likes you, though.
Yes. Fair enough.
That's what you ought to say. Hey, you love me. I'm not in great condition.
Does she have a theme for how she's decorating that your stuff just doesn't go with what she wants?
I have no idea.
Well, unless your theme is board games and video games, jack squat that's going to go with what your decorative theme is.
So now that you are going to be living under her roof.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You know, because we've always talked about how, you know, you are, you know, set in what you like, what you don't like, and you're not one to cave to things. Like if you say I don't want to do this, then you don't do it. Will that change when she owns the house that y'all live in?
I don't think so, but she might.
Yeah, if you say no, I am not doing that, and she says okay, well then you need to get to stepping or my house, my rules. Will there be any of those things ever?
I can't say no, but there aren't currently. So, I mean, I can't say no that there is any that I've heard of that she has in her mind, but yeah.
Yeah.
She probably does.
It's a possibility.
Yeah. She's like, oh, okay. So, you don't want to go to Disney World? Well, I really want to go to Disney World because I love it and I would like for you to go with me, Rob. So, either I go to Disney World and you go with me and we come back together, or I go to Disney World without you and you don't be here when I get back. And you're going to wear the top hat.
Oh, God. I wish you would do that. You're going to wear the top hat.
Is it going to be weird now, Rob, that she will be completely in charge of decorating?
No, it's probably for the best.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, definitely. That's good.
Do you think? I don't know.
I do have an office area that I get to do what I want to do in there, and that's all I need.
That's your space. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You put the recliner in there and say, well, listen, this
what
is my space.
What am I
going
to do with it there? I don't have TVs in there.
Is that going to be like your gaming room?
It's going to be where my like my desk for my computer, and I'm going to have an Xbox in there. But
yeah. Well, that's great. So is she going to be all over your case when you make messes in other parts of the house that you don't clean up like you do in yours?
I don't think that I'm gonna have that situation. I think the mindset of myself when I'm in a trailer is it's just a trailer. But when you're in a house, you're like, oh, I got to clean up. This is a house. I mean, it's nicer.
You're making some good points. I'll be honest. It's not bad. It's a trailer. Who cares? Throw it on the floor. Who gives a shit?
Your mindset is totally different now than it is this other place you've been paying to live for years.
Yeah. And I've already seen it because, like, whenever I was using tools or she would use a tool and she would leave it out, I go, whoa, 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 put that up. What are you doing?
Yeah, good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole new Rob coming now that he's moved into a house.
Yeah.
I love that philosophy, man. It's a trailer. Uh-huh. It's
no You can't expect to treat a trailer worth a damn.
Yeah. We shit on the floor. We don't even care. We don't care.
It's a trailer. You care.
My car's worth more than that trailer.
But your cousin is kind of along the same lines as you, right, when it comes to being messy and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And he's still going to be living there.
For reference, so he drinks a lot of bottled drinks. Yep. There are times that I'd walk into his room and there's just bottles strewn about all over the floor because he likes to get them out in one go rather than take them individually to the trash
can. So he lets them build up and then takes the trash can and then just takes them all at once?
Uh-huh.
Are they water bottles?
Water bottles, Milo's sweet tea bottles, Mountain Dews, Dr. Peppers, Rob, everything.
Who has the bigger bedroom right now?
I do.
Okay. So is he going to move into your bedroom once you move out?
I don't think he will.
Because that could just be his old room, could just be a bottle room.
This is our bottling room.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think he'll move because he'd have to actually move stuff, and I don't think he'll bother.
Does he recycle those bottles? Does he take them and get money for them?
No.
What if he did? He could probably...
Yeah, recycles.
Could you get him? I mean, I don't know how that worked. I know you used to be able to take cans and get money for
them. Yeah,
him.
I don't think.
Can you do that with bottles?
Oh, I would be doing that all the time.
Mr. Todd, the video guy from JT Media, was at my house the other day doing the TJ and Jody's House podcast thing. And I gave him one of those pumpkin cider things. And he liked it. As he started to leave, he handed me the bottle. He goes, "Here, I don't know where your recycling is." And I busted out laughing. I was like, "It's right over there where the regular trash is. It's the regular trash. That's the recycling bin."
Get out
of my house, liberal.
Take a hike.
On that note, did you tell him what I told you about where to find it?
Yes.
And then he asked me when he saw me 10 minutes later.
I'll be damned.
He don't listen.
Not to me.
To anybody. Not a very good listener.
But usually it's Ace that he goes behind my back and ask after he's asked me a question, and I give him an answer. Then he goes to Ace and asks, and now he goes to Rob. He wanted to know where to find that stuff that he was drinking that I gave him.
Well, in this case, maybe he forgot when he saw Rob, he remembered it and said, like, "Hey, I forgot that place TJ said."
When did he ask you, Rob?
I mean, it was literally like he was driving from your house to meet me.
Yeah. Right.
Way to go, Rob. Good play.
I like TJ better.
Yeah.
Yeah. TJ signs. You work for TJ, not for JD Media. I like TJ better too.
But I wonder what the hell.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know.
TJ's a dumb idiot. He's not going to tell me the right place.
That's the only thing it could be.
You're helpful, Riggins.
That's the only thing it could be.
Maybe he didn't want to bother you.
Want to bother me. I just told him. And I even told him that I was. I knew where I got it, but I knew Rob had found it at a different place, too. And so I was asking. So, how hard is it to follow? It's at the Food Line right up the street.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Yeah.
And in that case, the Food Line is what, half a mile?
Yeah.
A mile at most from your house?
2 minutes from my driveway to the.
Yeah, I don't think it's a mile.
Mm. That stupid idiot told me it was at Food Line, but where do you think it is?
I also think it could be that he just likes to talk because there was a silence and he couldn't let that happen.
Yeah, well, he also, he's not the only one that does that kind of stuff whenever I say something. My friend Glenn, I had to finally tell him one day, do you realize how insulting it is when I tell you something that I know and you don't know, you have to Google it?
Oh,
to check behind me, and you Google it right in front of me. Do you realize how insulting that is?
That is very insulting.
I do that with people, though, but that's, I don't ever think of it as insulting.
It is. If you ask them a question and they give you an answer, and then right in front of you go, let me Google that and make sure that's right. It's like, what the hell?
I think I've done that before.
Yeah, people give me wrong information sometimes. I've been burned.
In TJ's defense, if I don't think it's right, I would say, oh, I'm not sure, I think. And then you say, well, Google it. That's not bad. But if TJ knows he's right and the guy Googles it right in front of him.
Yeah, maybe not like right in front. He shouldn't be so obvious about it.
He says because he never knows when to take me seriously or not.
Exactly. I can kind of agree with him on that. You and Riggins always tell me things and I believe them. And then I go and tell people that and they're like, no, that's not true. And then I look it up and I'm like, they lied to me again.
I'm just a dumb idiot. TJ, he's not going to lie about the pumpkin spice cider being at Food Lion around the corner.
I got you. You believe me.
That's different.
He might.
No, and actually Jody told him that's where she found it. Because I didn't find it. That's where Jody found it.
That's even worse if he went behind Jody's back.
He's like, let me ask Rob.
Right. Neither one of these people know a damn thing.
I need to go to somebody who's more authoritative on this. Rob.
Weren't you the one that introduced him to everybody?
Yes.
You were like the source, TJ, right? Yeah. Of the pumpkin spice things? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's even worse.
Yeah.
I forgot. There was something else. Oh, when we were at that that get together that night with all of the people in our company, when we were at that new Hyatt Centric Hotel in Charlotte, and I, a long time ago, told my little friend Jenny that if she wanted to make her screwdrivers taste better, to put a little splash of Sprite in it. Oh, right?
Yeah.
So she got there that night. She started getting the screwdrivers with a splash of Sprite. Ace walked up. He got one. And everybody's going, oh, this is great. Then somebody got one for Todd. He drank it and said it was great. And then the waitress by then was coming around to the table. We had sat down. And he wanted another one of those drinks. And I said, oh, yeah. I said, I invented that. That's orange juice, vodka, and a splash of Sprite. And he goes, oh, okay. Ace, what'd you get in your, what is in this again?
You're kidding.
He's sitting right beside me, yells down the table at Ace. Ace, what was in this again? I said,
bitch,
are you kidding me?
What is that?
That did happen.
I know.
What is that?
We're going to have to question him when he gets here.
No offense.
Todd love Ace. That's it. I don't know what Ace do to it, but Todd love Ace.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ fam.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics. The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Where's is Adam coming? Well, I know he's coming. He's supposed to be here already. He'll be here about now to meet with everybody at 10. What the hell? We don't want to wait.
Don't rush it.
We don't want to wait.
Is, 10 is fine when we're finished. I'm going to channel my wife here for a second. You know, Luke Bryan's wife, Caroline, I follow on Instagram because she's so funny. Well, somebody asked her what it's like being married to a sex symbol, and she gave him the best response ever. She said, Luke's ass shaking has made them a lot of money. I just love her. Oh, she is so funny.
Odd statement. That's weird.
It's true, though. Now, not something that a husband could say about his celebrity wife, and it'd be funny.
Yeah.
That's what Britney's fiance said.
Britney, yeah, her. Tell you what, Tim, what's it like being married to Faith?
Yeah,
you know, a former sex symbol. Tell you what, her ass shaking has made us a lot of money.
Yeah, we just love him. He's so funny.
He is so funny.
Yeah, Luke Bryan's a sex symbol.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They find him dreamy.
Yeah, they do. He is a good looking fella. And I don't have anything against him. Jody thinks that I'm just always picking on him or whatever. That I'm jealous of him. It's not that at all. I mean, some of his stuff I really like. There are just times when I like, there's this new song that she loves by Trace Atkins, Pitbull, and Luke Bryan. Well, Trace Atkins starts off on the song and it sounds really good. And then all I said was that Luke Bryan's style doesn't really fit in with this song. And she goes, it's great. You know, he just hates Luke Bryan. I don't hate Luke Bryan. All I said is that it doesn't fit the style of the rest of the song. I mean, for him to say, let a brother know. I mean, that's not, it just doesn't fit his style. Let him, you know. Trace Atkins is more down home, small town, rough neck kind of country. I mean, he lived in the small town of Jonesboro, Louisiana, and his ex-wife shot him in the chest. And he's down here talking and singing down here. You know, Luke Bryan's from Georgia, which is fine. If you didn't know that, you would know in everything that he sings, because he says something about Georgia peaches and whatever.
Who's the other guy you just mentioned?
Trace Atkins. He's the one that did, she got a honky tonk, but donk a donk.
He looks like a cowboy.
Mm-hmm. He's in movies and stuff, too.
Yeah, he's the real deal.
Mm.
Yeah.
Was it Trace Atkins the one that flipped the... Was it a front loader? What was it that flipped over on top of him when he was working on his driveway or something?
I don't know.
Was that Trace Atkins? Yeah. I think he was moving it off a trailer or doing some work at his house with some type of big piece of machinery, and he flipped it over.
And that's him on the doing the voiceover for Firestone commercials. Have you ever heard those? Firestone.
He has a good voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's the real deal. He lost a fingertip while working on an oil drilling rig after attending Louisiana Tech University, where he sustained numerous injuries as a football player. He fractured the middle finger on his left hand and crushed the tips of the middle and index finger while moving rocks on his farm.
Yeah, he's a big old fella, too.
Yeah, he's been hurt in a farm accident. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
He was pinned under a small tractor while he was building a gravel road. The road fell off, caved off to the side and pinned him underneath the tractor.
Mm-hmm. And he loved big old asses.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a thing for a big ass.
I think his best song is I Left Something Turned On at Home.
Yeah.
That's the best song.
It ain't the stove. It ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter.
Ooh. Sheesh.
That's a good song right there.
Yeah.
I Left Something Turned On at Home. And didn't he win Celebrity Apprentice? Trace Atkins?
Did he?
I think he did.
I don't know. I never watched that show because I knew that host was never going to amount to anything.
Yeah. It's a flash in the pan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he won the sixth season of The Celebrity Apprentice in May of 2013.
May have been because he said he was going to whoop somebody's ass if he didn't.
He looks like he would whoop somebody's ass in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Just like one punch and they'd be down.
Right. And I think he and his ex-wife, the one that shot him in the chest, I think they're still friends.
She shot him in the chest.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What?
But I think she had a good reason, though. It was something like he brought the wrong kind of bread home from the grocery store or something like that. You know. They got it all worked out.
Wow. It went through his heart and both lungs.
Oh, it went through his heart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was bad business.
Bullet through his heart. That's a good country song right there.
Did she go to, did she go to jail? Surely she
no,
went
he
to
didn't press
he
charges.
He didn't press charges. No.
That's a tough one right there, boy. I got to be honest with you. That's going to be difficult not to press charges on that one.
And they didn't divorce until 3 years after that.
Yeah, you shot me. Like, you didn't shoot me in the leg.
You shot to kill.
Yeah, you shot me through the heart. It's going to be, I mean, maybe if you shot me in the thigh, I might be like, well, you know, okay, I'm not going to press charges. But I took, you shot through the heart and you're to blame. You're going to prison.
Yeah, so.
Damn, I didn't know you shot him through the heart and she just still didn't go to jail. And he didn't press charges.
So men,
that's a good man right
go
there.
Home with flowers today.
Don't get shot in the chest. You're right.
Do whatever you got to do, but don't take a bullet to the chest today.
Mm-hmm. Probably won't work out so well for you.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'. It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but
Then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.